Those 10 companies are now the biggest food and beverage companies in the world, noted Oxfam America, an international organization working to eradicate world poverty. Together, they generate revenues of more than $1.1 billion a day. They also employ millions of people in poor countries, directly and indirectly, to grow and produce their products. Because of their global reach and influence, these companies could play a big role in reducing poverty, hunger, and inequality. But right now, they're not doing enough. A remarkable chart of the many food companies and brand names owned or controlled by the 10 mega corporations may be found at the Oxfam website, listed in the notes section. With a mere 10 companies controlling the world's food supplies, it should give a person pause regarding not only what we are actually eating, but what makes up what we put into our bodies, wrote Rory Hall in the Daily Coin. When we think of food, our minds automatically revert to nutritional items that sustain our lives and keep us healthy. Some of you may think of vegetables or grains or a well-marinated steak. Whatever pops into your mind, rest assured, it probably is not on the Oxfam chart. Well, it may be on the chart, just not how you may be thinking of it in terms of nutritional value, wholesomeness, and advancing or maintaining your overall health. If someone can help me to understand that this is not a conspiracy, I would really be appreciative. Otherwise, it sure looks like a controlled plan working against humanity, concluded Hall. The 10 dominant food corporations are owned by globalists or controlled by their banks. This presents a scary scenario of a future in which whole populations are held under the thumb through the control of food and water. Today, a handful of globalist-controlled banks manipulate the world's financial system, and they are now working hard to control food and water, both essential to life. After all, whoever controls the food controls the people. Genetic engineering and such products as Monsanto's Terminator seeds, which cannot reproduce, could conceivably give that company proprietary control over the food crops. Glyphosate-based Roundup, with its complex of inert ingredients, touted as a benign substitute for poisonous dioxin herbicides, is insidious, as it may limit access to essential nutrients, even as it destroys everything in its path except those plants genetically modified to resist it. Could such chemical herbicides, along with GMOs, explain why the World Health Organization has ranked the U.S. at the bottom of a list of 17 developed nations in overall health? Could the top-down pressure to ruin soil, destroy natural plants, and adversely impact the public health through GMOs be part of a global conspiracy of elitists who make no secret of wanting population reduction? It is not just food that is costing the public both money and health, but also the deadly water we drink.